Oh, me. Yes, guys. Welcome back to the FPL Juice Show, your place to come for the latest squeeze of all those juicy bits from your favourite game and ours, Fantasy Premier League. My name's Ash. Coming up on tonight's show, we'll be stating our cases for our biggest pet peeves to leave the world forever in the return of Room 101. We get talkative in another Tuesday social.
Cheers, mate.
Where we'll be asking what the biggest games gone moments are at the moment, as well as the big question, why does Juice not get the views? Then I'll be getting all judgmental as we cast rulings on a couple more controversial refereeing decisions in the VAR courtroom. Then at some point, we break down our FPL team's performances for Game Week 7, all in under 60 seconds. And to round off the show, we provide the latest standings in the Juice Legends League, sponsored by our very good friends, Signed Football Shirts. But before that, Nick, my co-host, hair man extraordinaire, Wagwan, what's happening?
Hair man, yeah.
The fake hair man. You all good?
I'm all good. I think you should stop with this narrative about fake hairs.
All right. It's the truth.
Testing. I saw clips appearing on YouTube this week. Wrong person could see it. My modelling contracts could go. So.
Boo-hoo's out the window, yeah.
Keep it. Yeah. Me and James Madison together. Taking over the world. Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome back here within reason. And of course, we need to welcome our special guest for the evening. He is the current FPL Juice Legends League winner, champion. And much like official FPL, he's still waiting for his prize from producer James. It is, of course, George Gavin!
Hello.
Yes, George.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show, my guy.
Does this...
It works. Okay. Everything here works. How are you? Are you well? Make sure you talk into the...
Very well.
There you go.
This is... it's overwhelming. I'm a bit nervous. It's like being behind the Wizard of Oz's...
Wardrobe curtain.
Yeah.
Peek behind. Do you remember?
Like meeting celebrities. This is great.
Have you watched Wizard of Oz?
Is that the one where he gets plugged into the computer and then goes into the Matrix?
That's it. There is a lot of green vibe to it. The Emerald City. There's a lot of links between the two.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz with the yellow brick road and all of that.
It's the one where he lives in a swamp and he's got a donkey friend
Hey,
place like home.
Yeah, ogres are like onions.
They have layers.
Excuse my Ghanaian accent. Anyway,
thanks for having me.
It worked out well that you're here. You're over for a friend's wedding.
Jacob's wedding. Yeah, shout out Jacob. Where's the camera? Where am I looking?
This one's straight there.
This one.
Yeah, shout out Jacob.
Is Jacob watching tonight?
He's watching. He's second in our mates mini league.
Oh, okay. Is he in the Juice Legends League though?
He's not. I'll have to get him involved.
Yeah, involved.
Actually, in fact, he would snap up that Van der Ven shirt.
Would he? Yeah. Right, yeah. He's got to be in the league for a chance to win it. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's the best prize in FPL.
Absolutely. Oh, and you've already won one, haven't you? You won one last season.
It's better than a stress ball.
I haven't been paid by SFS to say that either. But the last one I took was... Cole Palmer won me the league last year, so I thought I had to get a Cole Palmer shirt.
Nice. Yes.
And this year I'm looking at maybe the Van Persie.
Manu one.
No, the Holland one. From the year he scored the diving header.
Oh, wicked.
Van Persie 9 shirt for Holland, I thought.
Does SFS know this yet?
No.
Okay. Good luck. I'm sure they're very accommodating.
Well, they give I shouldn't really say too much about how it works, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Well, they give you a specific amount.
We're not the government. We don't hide things.
Yeah.
Not everything.
He said choose something under a certain amount. If it's over that amount, just pay a bit extra.
Yeah.
So if you want the good stuff, give them some money and they deserve it.
Fair enough.
Oh, James just said he'll top it up. So I'm looking forward to getting my Messi World Cup shirt from the final.
No, you keep trying to get a Saka shirt out of him for about 50 quid and he's not having it.
God, it was a deal. Makes sense.
But you could also, pro tip, you could also just get one that's not framed and then wear it.
Yeah.
Or frame it yourself.
Frame it yourself.
And,
yeah, no one that. It just loses all its value.
Wouldn't recommend wearing it, but you could. Yeah. And save some money.
Mm. But yeah, thanks
told you
for
about Lucas' signed shirt, didn't I?
Thomas Partey one?
Well, he didn't get... So we took a shirt to Arsenal training ground for his birthday last year, and he got three signatures on. He got Theo Walcott, who happened to be there. He got Kai Havertz, who he saw going into training, and then the other person who pulled up and signed a shirt was Thomas Partey. Now, I wasn't there.
Great shout from him to get Partey's signature.
So the only...
That's just like instant value.
The only thing that was positive was that Partey signed the front, whereas the other two signed the back. So he can frame it on the back. Because it had Havertz written on it, the actual shirt.
Still retains its eBay value as well.
Exactly. No one's going to know. Until someone takes it out.
A bit of vanish and just...
Yeah,
rub it out. You know what I mean?
I know. Saw that train coming down the line. It's not good.
Shout out to everyone that's joined us for this evening. Thank you so much for joining the stream. Do give it a like, and please subscribe to the channel if you have not already. You can become a member of the channel for as little as 99 pence per month and gain access to your members only content. Some fantastic conversations we've been having over the last few weeks. Last week we discussed inventions that we would change for the future with Jarny. That was an amazing convo. All you non-members, you're missing out. Amazing content. Please do share the link that I have pinned to the top of the chat. That is the link to repost the show on X. And do give us a follow on all the socials. Let's say hello to the chat. Marcelo's in house. How's it going, mate? FPL Hippies here. Here from Blue Sky. We haven't used that in about 6 years.
That was you. Remember you said... We've got to get off Twitter. It's too toxic.
I didn't say that.
You did. You were crying. You rang me up crying. Can't cope
that
with Twitter anymore.
That was not crying.
Bateman said something about me.
That wasn't crying.
I need to move. So you started to set up your Blue Sky account.
That was hysteric.
You were hysterically crying and having fecal issues at the same time.
I told you not to mention about the fecal.
And you set up?
I suffer with that. That's a medical condition.
Fungal and fecal issues simultaneously. And then you set up your little Blue Sky account.
No, you set up the Blue Sky. Oh, no, wait, I did start the Blue Sky, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
And since, you've completely neglected it.
Yeah, I have. Because it's shit. It's actually shit. Like, the buttons don't work. And don't blame my Chinese phone. It's nothing to do with my Chinese
phone.
It's
your Hawaii phone.
It's the buttons, they don't work. I'm trying to reply to people, and it goes like dull, ooh, blank. And I can't click it. And I come out, I come back in, try and click it, can't reply. I can't post. So
that's because they blocked you.
Shit.
I do. I use exactly the same excuse with my mum, to be fair.
On WhatsApp. I just can't. I tried to reply. I tried to say happy birthday. It just would not let
the keys on my Chinese phone. I promise, mum.
Shout out to Twill Media. Discomfort's here. 7:16, he reckons, for the FPL talk. Get your times in now, guys. Mm. Virus Man's back.
Is the Wizard of Oz about Ange from Mike Halpin there? Yeah, I think Marinakis plays the witch, one of them.
Fly, my pretties.
Mike Halpin's in the house, here for Ash in a judge's wig. Stand by. Boris Blific's here. Milos is here. Wade Wilson's back. How's it going, Wade? Paul's here, even though he says, oh my God, it's happening, says Discomfort. Geddy's in the house. George says, hello, people. George,
yes,
Bailey,
George
says, lovely to see a fellow George on juice. South Coast shot, even fellas. Blue Line in the house off Twitter. Looking forward to Nick's 98 points discussion.
Oliver, also, yes.
A question: how did the name The Juice Show come about? Did you want to tell them that it was my idea, or did you want me to say it was my idea?
You can say it. You can make up your version. You do about your own. You do about your rank history.
No,
so
no, that's bullshit.
Might as well, continue.
I'll show you my rank history. Anyone that wants to see my rank history, I'll show you. Just message me. Whatever. Don't mess with me on Blue Sky.
It's about steroids, isn't it?
I love steroids. Yeah.
Ash used to be a massive roid head.
Steroid junkie.
That's why he's so.
Yeah. But it got me off the crack, so I rate it.
Yeah.
So, which is also
moving
juice.
On.
Yeah. You are juiced up multiple ways.
what is the story then?
Well, Nick wanted to call it something really boring, as you could probably imagine, like
guys chat football. That was my idea.
No, yours was. No, your idea, if I remember rightly, was Let Me Be Your Fantasy. Like the song.
Yeah, what? Yeah. I don't remember
Let
that.
Me
but
be your fantasy.
I don't remember that, but that would be quite a cool name.
It was a cool name until I come up with
a
better
name. Bad.
And I said, I was watching Celebrity Juice. And I thought, oh, yeah, this is like what we should be doing. We should do fun stuff, turn it into a fun show. And I was like, right, FPL Juice. Then I bought a £5 logo off the website that James still hates me for. and then, yeah.
What would what would the branding have been for Let Me Be Your Fantasy? I have interest.
Probably me. Do you remember the video to Baby D, Let Me Be Your Fantasy?
Yeah.
It was her in like a black and white bikini. Right? Probably me in a black and white video, just in a bikini, glittery bikini.
Winding those hips.
Just winding the hips. Yeah, like.
Well, really. we've seen the move.
Yeah. You have seen the moves. Do you like the moves, George?
Well, they're legendary. I mean, I'm not gonna
You avoided the question.
I know. Have I seen it?
It's fine.
I have them on loop on my phone background.
Yeah. There's some superb hip thrusting going on there. Hmm. Agree there, Ash. Blue Sky isn't the one. Yeah, it's awful. It's an awful app. So it's forced me back to Twitter, which I despise too. All right, let's get stuck into some content, shall we? With this. Thanks for the sound effects there.
James didn't even add in a sound effect.
This is Room 101, where we haven't done this in a little while. This is where we put forward some things that really annoy us in the world. I said to George, make it the more obscure the better, basically. So we've had train rides and the obvious ones, middle lane hoggers. We want something obscure, a little bit more out there.
Yeah.
Right? And then we're going to put it to a vote. You guys are going to decide which of those things is going to disappear from the world forever. So, thank you. Nick, do you want to kick us off with yours this week?
Yeah,
I'll get a little poll going for us, shall we?
I can't remember if I don't think I've said this before.
I'll let you know if you have.
But it's in a restaurant when sometimes you've asked for the bill and they come back. It takes them like 20 minutes to come back. And then when they come back, you're obviously going to pay by card.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're paying by card. And then they go off for another 20 minutes to go and find a card. It's like, it's 2025. Most people are paying by card. So when you come over,
yeah,
just bring back the card machine. I've asked for the bill.
What sort of restaurants are you going to? Because the sort of restaurants I go to,
well, you order off
the
screen.
They bring out the card machine straight away.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
The sort of restaurants you order from, you're either sitting in your car when you order, or you're using a touchscreen. I'm not going to those.
But to be fair, that is more common. I'm kind of used to, especially here, I'm kind of used to them just walking over and just shoving the card. But before you've even said you're going to pay with a card, they'll just shove the card.
Oh, well, that's good. Maybe it's in London, maybe they do that more. Because definitely.
They just want you to be out as soon as possible.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting that. Well, occasionally in London, but it's when they don't do it now, I find it like, oh, God. Especially when it's like busy on a Saturday.
You get to have 20 minutes more lovely conversation with your family.
Once I've eaten,
or your side piece.
Me gone.
With your lovely conversation with your side piece, about your 98-point game week.
Yeah. I tell them.
Have you ever had one where you only want to pay with card, but then they don't have the card machine and they say they only accept cash?
Is cash only common here?
No.
It's not common, but it has happened to me before.
The only place that is cash only is the kebab shop.
It's cash only in kind of the cafes.
So I went to a calf with a friend of mine in St. Albans.
They're just evading tax.
But we didn't have the cash.
Like the Turks in the kebab house don't want you to pay card because they have to run it through the book.
But they have to have it. It's the requirement, or at least it is in the States. If it's cash only, then they'll have to have an ATM or some kind of option ready for you.
Yeah, there was no option.
Bank around the corner, just tell you somewhere to go.
There was no option to make payment by card.
So what did you say?
Could you Zelle them? Could you PayPal them?
We just left. We wanted to pay, they weren't accepting our way of paying. So if you don't want my money and you don't have the facility to take my money, then what am I supposed to do?
I can't just
invent cash out of thin air. So we just left.
Literally, it famously does not grow on trees.
No, exactly, right? So, right? That's what I was thinking.
I had, when we went to Bath last weekend, I got a cab back from town because the Uber wasn't. In Bath city centre, I don't know if you've ever been. There's no signal at all. It's like an amazing place. I love it, but there's no Wi-Fi signal.
It's a strange place, Bath. I remember it being a weird place. Basically, a student town and then just like a Roman town. It's a really strange. It was a tiger, but it was in like a 1,000-year-old building.
Just waiting for someone to ride past on a horse with
incredible.
A musket.
Centurion. Muskets were not around famously during Roman times.
They're not.
They did not have muskets in Roman times.
They were missing out.
But I got a cab and then got back to the hotel and I was like, call Petty. He goes, oh, you're paying by card. I was like, oh no, because he literally had the cab. So I had to sit there awkwardly while I got his bank details. and then transferred him. Like on the thing. I was like, look, mate, he's sent. He's like, I trust you, it's fine. It was like £6.50. Like, come on, man.
It'll check. I mean, like so, this cash only thing will now be, if you're watching this video in 2 years time, then it won't be a thing. Like we're in a specific transitional period where at some point people won't carry cash.
It'll be a cashless society.
People are really against it. I'm surprised you're very much like of this. Everything's a conspiracy. Everything's like the government trying to.
Yeah, it is.
Are you worried about them doing away with cash and being able
I'm
to control
about it,
all
but
your
not
funds?
Not much I can do about it. Like, what can I do? What can I do? It's one man. No one believes me. No one believes there's a conspiracy. I can't. I can't form a protest.
Go off the grid.
No one understands my point of view.
Go completely self-sufficient. Right. Grow your own food. Live off the land.
I'd do that. Like I'd quite happily grow my own
like an arable farmer.
I'd grow my own weed.
You are. This is the problem. That's your main bit. You can't. It's very hard to accept PayPal for drugs, isn't it?
Grow your own boneless chicken wings.
Boneless
chicken.
Where do I get the seeds for that? Do they have that in America?
To get a jellyfish and a chicken to have sex. And that will create
that's fine,
boneless chicken.
You have to get a jellyfish and a chicken, play some Barry White.
To be clear, you don't have to have sex with either a chicken or... do what you want. I'm not telling you not...
After they've done it, can I?
I wouldn't want to jump on that. I mean, you're going to eat the offspring, so I wouldn't interfere with the insemination. You might end up getting a boneless chicken with like a baseball cap and a beard. Like, I would not recommend this. This is not good for you.
I can see it. It sounds banging. I can't lie. All right. So, restaurant card payments. I'm going to put yours down as Nick.
God, that is obscure. I feel bad about what I've come with now.
All right.
No, I've just done so many. I'm really running out.
I'm glad we're doing Room 101 actually, because I'm riddled with hatred of just Christmas.
Oh yes, my guy.
I love Christmas.
Yes, you must have voted for my Room 101 when I did Christmas that time last year.
You did actually just do Christmas.
I did Christmas.
The whole of it.
Yeah, Santa, all of them, presents, elves.
I'm sure I would. I'm sure I voted for it.
Yeah, good man.
I was thinking about doing because I'm sure, you know, as everyone else sitting home watching, I'm sure we've all been thinking about what we'd say for Room 101 every time you've done it, and so I've been batting around him. I was going to go full Steve-O and just go like.
Women.
children cretins in pushchairs. Like people driving cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Gym bros.
The general public.
Yeah.
I was going to do an FPL like content one and really poke the bear.
Ooh, yeah, I don't mind it.
I don't like what I tell you what I was going to do just to milk the moment, but I was going to do I really hate it when people go you should transfer. You know, I'm thinking of transferring out this player for a Mitoma.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Do you mean Mitoma?
Yeah.
Not a Mitoma.
As if there's several Mitomas.
Yeah. Have you been looking at a João Pedro? Just say the player you mean. Mm. Don't sit on the fence. Yeah. It's not a.
Yeah. Fair.
But
so what have you landed on?
But I've gone template. because I flew over last week.
Yeah,
and so it's people that don't know how to use their fair share of the middle armrest.
Yeah. Big fan of this
middle seat hogs.
It really, really. I think it's a real clear representation of what kind of person you are. if you don't have an ongoing tally in your head of how much of it. You've used if you've been on it for a while, fair enough. Because I'm always the one that just ends up sitting there with my elbows in, and it's fine, just have it for half an hour. But then in half an hour, get off and let me. So I always find myself when they get up to go to the toilet or something, then I'll
laying sideways.
Yeah,
slip it in.
I don't really go on planes that much anymore, not allowed for legal reasons. I can't specify,
okay,
but.
You had a conspiracy theory about planes, didn't you?
Yeah, they're all owned by the government.
Yeah, well, they are cash only.
They are, yeah, that's what I mean. You've got to be careful on these things. Is there like an unwritten rule then when you're traveling on a plane where, you know, like after a reasonable amount of time, that person who in the middle would give up one of the arms?
Well, I mean, I think
look
they
at
were like.
Discomfort here. He's got a theory.
Middle seat gets both armrests. window has a window, aisle has an aisle.
I was
one of the two middle seats in this case. It was a real cheap. I was in a row of four. So the rules are different because right. you're going to have to share with someone. So there are two people that get the short straw. Yeah. I know what you mean though. Aisles get the leg room, window gets the, you know, there's always something benefit. But still, like.
Window, you're cool because you can lean against the window. I think aisle, you can't lean in the aisle.
Yeah.
So I feel like window, I'd be cool. I wouldn't, if someone if the person in the middle, if I was in a three.
Yeah.
Going back to polyamory, aren't we?
But if I was
in a three, the person in the middle can have the armrest because I'm going to lean right over and just chill against the wall of the player.
Okay, so would you rather be. In a row of three, would you rather be the middle aisle, the middle seat, or the aisle seat?
Well, I'd rather be anything apart from the middle seat. Middle seat is clearly the
aisle,
best one.
Yeah.
Aisle.
I'd choose aisle.
Yeah.
If I have the option, I always choose.
Because then you can go to the toilet and you don't have to ask someone to get out.
Yeah. But then if you're in the middle, if you fall asleep, you can just like lean on someone.
I have done that. I fell asleep on a stranger.
Aisle, you can't, and you fall to that way. You're just going to keep waking up because you've got nothing to lean on. Do you know what I mean?
But I think it is an unwritten rule. Just like in life, it's an unwritten rule to just be a considerate person to other people.
Yeah.
What
if you're wedged though? What if you're whammed on-y like me? Yeah. Like just full of muscle and I need, why are you laughing? and you need both arms. No, like, because you're big.
I tell you why I'm laughing because I'm just like I'm a skinny lanky fella who doesn't. So I do have the option of putting my, and so it's just like everyone is more qualified to take the armrest than
qualified
me. Or more
crazy.
Kind of like they deserve it more than me. So if it's about that, then I'm screwed. I have to.
But if
just
you're
accept that.
If you're like spilling over your seat, then you should have to pay, like excess baggage. There should be some sort of excess baggage that goes directly to the person who has to tolerate
I'd accept cash onto their
lap.
I'd accept cash.
Yeah, yeah. If someone said, oh, mate, I'm like absolutely massive. I need the armrest. Here's £100.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have even.
I'll deal with it.
I wouldn't have even brought it on. If they gave me cash, I wouldn't have even brought it on. That's a fair exchange.
Where'd you stand on the recline?
That's fine. I mean, I think when the dinner comes around, I think everyone has an unwritten responsibility to just unrecline for a second when the dinner comes around. But other than that, you know, that's what it is. You're right. But
the maddest thing I always find about planes is the fact there's still no smoking signs on them.
Is there?
As if it would be like. Plausible that anyone, they still like have the light. They do say that now. But they say that. Please be aware, this is a no smoking flight. So every flight since 1970 has been how old is this plane?
Yeah, to me, it just makes me worried that the plane.
Rust the man in the corner in the back aisle, just going. I didn't see that sign.
It is. I bet they have a real problem now. People vaping.
There was a video of someone recently vaping in the bathroom.
Oh, I heard about that.
And then he got, you know, the
they removed
flight
him,
attendant.
They?
Yeah, they removed him, but she was really professional, really, really good about it. But she kind of like, and he was filming, he filmed that whole thing. Look what they're doing to me.
Yeah.
And then she like touched him or something, or brushed past his, and she's like, you can't touch me.
That's so, assault.
Yeah. But he was vaping in the bathroom.
Whenever I see someone filming something, any altercation, I immediately know the person who's got the camera is in the wrong.
Why are you filming? When's the last time that something traumatic happened to you and you had the instinct to take out your camera and film?
Nowadays that film to get a reaction. You know, like the guys, I don't know if you've seen these ones, the guys that go and fly drones over like companies' premises and stuff.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Have you not seen these guys?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my
what, just
God.
To get people out?
Yeah, and then security comes out and they're like, mate, like, can you not fly the drone? He's like, well, under legal rights, subsection 65 of point A of the law, I can fly this over public property. It's not your airspace, is it? And then it just leads to an altercation. It's like, mate, you're looking for trouble. Like,
There's people who have made their whole YouTube channels about I think they call themselves kind of auditors or something. There's one called Long Island Audit in New York, where you basically go around public businesses and or kind of government properties and just film and do things which are annoying but technically legal to do,
yeah,
and then just get them to someone to do something that's not legal, like kick you out or punch you in the face for being annoying. So that, you can't do that.
Because I always assume that businesses had a right, like management always reserves a right to ask you to leave or whatever, you know? I'm not really sure on where the law would stand on
that. I think they may need it on government property, so like post offices, stuff like that. So technically you're allowed as a public, a member of the public to keep an eye on how the government doing things.
It's all those people that get really try and just antagonize situation, like going onto a bus and being like, I can pay you with stamps because it's legal tender.
That's what you'll do in 20 years.
Yeah, and that's going to see it already.
What do you mean? You're the one that doesn't want to go cashless.
I'll just wear my
hat. You'll carry around everything in stamps.
At least I'm not holding everybody up. What?
You won't hold everyone up?
No, I'm not holding everybody up. I'm just getting on the bus, not paying.
Last time I got a bus with you, we had to stop for half an hour while you went to the toilet every 5 minutes because you had 3 raw Moretti's and kept pissing yourself.
So raw Moretti's do go through me.
I'm just paying with Panini football stickers, as is my legal right.
Come on. Claire FBL says, I always prefer the aisle seat. Wade Wilson says he's happy with the window seat.
Me too, Claire.
Then you buy all three seats, Ash. Mate, I can't afford all three seats, no chance. All right, so we're going to go with airplane middle seat hogs for your one, George.
Middle seat hog cretins.
Hog cretins. Let me correct that. Fantastic. All right, so I'm glad you didn't go with an FPL one, because I had a few.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with an FPL one.
Okay.
Because I know he doesn't have TikTok. Do you have TikTok?
No.
I can't open up the TikTok app without seeing another bloody FPL YouTube, TikTok creator, content creator. Ooh. It's winding me up.
Slagging off FPL content creators.
It has to be said. Everyone wants to be an FPL TikToker now, and it's doing my head in.
Can I just check if you're an FPL TikToker?
No.
Are you on FPL TikTok?
What do you mean?
Do you have an FPL account?
Yeah, I created one. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't
know. That's fine, carry on.
No. hear what man's saying.
Go on then,
bro.
I'm just trying to listen to what man is saying.
Yeah, man is saying. Please carry on. Right. The same generic content, all right? Where, and it leads on a little bit to what you were saying. They'll have half a screen, right?
Yeah.
Top of it will be their team. Mm. Bottom will be their face. And they're talking about their team and their plans for that week. It's the same. Every time I open the app, there's a new guy that's doing it. FPL Silverspoon, FPL Have a Laugh, FPL Dog Shit, whatever. This is a new name.
Oh, no. I just
voted for FPL Dog Shit. Oh,
he's
good.
It's short form.
Leave him alone.
Winding me up because it's not new. Like, it's not different. It's not original. It's the same stuff. Just repurposed over and over again.
I'm sure we'll get into this in Tuesday Social.
And also, you know, you're saying the Ametoma.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do they always say we?
Yeah.
Right.
We're going with Ametoma this week. We're gonna bring back Haaland. Well, who's we, bro? Your assistant manager and your backroom staff.
No, they mean them and FPL Harry.
Yeah.
Their advisor. But can I ask a granddad's question about TikTok?
Go on.
Is there a time limit on videos?
No, it used to be, and now you can make a video as long as you like.
But generally, it's short form. It's under a minute.
No. Okay. Some are 2, some are 3, some are 4, right. Some are 5.
It's a long form. I don't do it.
Used to be in under a minute, then they made it 2, and then they made it like whatever it is now. I think it's like 10 or 15, but you can make a long video now.
Because I was going to say, if it is just short form, then I just think that's the wrong platform for an FPL content creator. Because I think most people want to see relatively detailed and informative explanation.
I think we, as in what Ash was referring to, trying to
get into FPL for the first time and more looking for the quick 30.
I just think there's a lot of people out there that just want to be told which player to captain and which player, and that's it. They have no interest in actually having the conversations, discussions, doing any research, watching football even. Like, I think they just want, who should I pick? Who's going to be good? Okay, cool. And that is the problem.
Some people are annoyed about that or sad about that that's a thing. But I think that's, the more people like that there are, the better for anyone that cares, that really wants to dive in and do something different. The bigger the upside is going to be for a differential, for example. The more people there are watching TikToks and just going, okay, I'm just going to copy this guy's captain.
Which is fine.
The bigger the upside for having a gamble.
My jive is that people want to talk about FPL and get their points across and views and opinions across, but they're just literally copying what everybody else does. And it's just, it's so boring now. I'm bored of it.
Yeah.
It gets to the point where I flick on, someone starts talking about their team, I'm like, no, just next one. At least, like, if you're getting into the game, and I know, obviously, Let's Talk FPL Andy's got, like, a massive, you know, subscriber base and following. But he'll do things like 12 things we've learned from FPL this week, and he'll be boom, 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 boom. Really nice, really sharp, really quick, and no one else is really doing that.
I was going to say, don't start slagging off Andy.
No, I'm not slagging off. I think it's good. That is good content. What I don't like is people just going on, talking about their teams. Oh, I'm bringing in this player, blah, 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 and it's the same stuff over and over again. It's just boring. So yeah, my job is a bit more original. Anyway, those are the Room 101 entries for this evening, guys. Go ahead and place your votes.
Can you imagine
now?
FPL TikTokers gets like 85% of the vote here? It's going to be quite controversial.
Oh, it will be. Especially but it'll be best placed. Right,
Wade, you're absolutely right. Detailed and informative content is why we love FPL.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the heat maps.
Wade knows. Yeah.
XG and all that.
We got XG charts off the charts here. Right, time for a bit of this. Nick's gone for volcanic ash flavour bonus wings. Can you handle it tonight, Nick?
I think so.
All right.
I hope so.
This week, Tutor Social, we've got two topics I want to cover. The first one is games gone. This is a phrase that's been thrown around a lot in recent years of football. Lots of things are happening. What's really sort of spurred me on this week to talk about this is something that happened in the Chelsea game. Chelsea score a last-minute winner. Stavall, young kid, scores the winning goal, tight angle. Crowd go nuts, players go nuts. Maresca goes mental. He goes and celebrates with his players, winning goal against the current Premier League champions, then gets himself a yellow card and then subsequently sent off. I just think the game's gone. If you can't celebrate with your team...
Especially when they're playing Chelsea Dagger at full blast.
Against the current champions, like, when can you? Like, it's just taking all the emotion out of the game and it's just, it really grates on me.
I didn't know that was a rule.
What, that you can't leave the technical box? Because
well, I know you can't.
You wouldn't think so based on our
during the play.
He always leaves
the
technical
box. They're making those ones up as they go along. The same with Mateta's celebration when he was kicking the flag. He got booked for a week. He didn't get booked for the next week.
Yeah,
this one here.
Meanwhile, Phil Foden can like aim a gun at the crowd, and that's cool. Yeah. But then doing a bow and arrow. Like,
way, oh, enjoy say, doing that.
Yeah,
riling up the fans.
Can I just say that? So quickly, where are these like these iconic? No. Back to the Maresca one, but those Chelsea
tracksuits.
Yeah, it's doing
the iconic fashion.
Yeah.
Vibe. Where does that come from?
Don't know, but it's doing
like
bits.
Palmer sitting on the bench, looking like a.
I think E17 started it.
Mm.
It's a good. it's a good look.
But yeah, it got me thinking, and I asked the question on X. What's everyone's sort of games gone moment. So I'm going to read through a couple of them. You guys give me your thoughts on them. And guys in the chat, let me know yours, and then we'll come to yours as well, guys. So how about this one? So games gone when they banned these from Josco. And you know when the pitches used to have patterns?
Mm.
Where the groundskeepers would make like nice
circular
patterns and circles. Is that a game's gone? Is that
what,
a game's
the fact
gone?
You're not allowed to do it anymore?
Yeah.
I think they should be lines back before VAR for the offsides,
yeah,
because that made it easier. I think a curved line, probably really hard to call an offside.
So what were the concentric ones? Because there were lines that weren't straight. What was the function of those? Just purely aesthetic.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So I'm all for any go with any style you want now.
Yeah.
Now we've got semi-automated offsides.
Yeah.
Go with that. Sorry, these wings are hot. Go with that. But what I don't want is. The game has gone.
Game's gone.
Bring it back. Let us
bring
have it.
It back.
It's too boring.
I agree.
Too boring.
Game's gone. Gairsby FPL has gone with yellow card for Mateta kicking the flag, which George has mentioned.
Is that true? Is that true? Then you're not allowed to do pitch.
What? Kick the flag.
The groundskeeper's not allowed to do.
No,
design.
You're not allowed to like. When did that do come diamonds in? And do different patterns? Have you noticed now? It's
when did that rule come in?
It like must a few be years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, because it wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. I think. Can we find out, Jimmy?
When totally.
Someone in the chat find out when they got rid of the when they made that rule about the you can't have the pitch patterns how you want. Two seasons ago, game's gone, mate.
Game's gone.
FPL _ Dragoon says, natural position handball. I've been coaching for 20 plus years and recently had a game where a player tripped over himself, but caught himself and the ball. Everyone hesitated, both teams. Then he stood up and scored to win the game.
No. 2017 you was the last time you were able to do designs on a pitch.
What was that, 8 years ago? There you go. Natural position handball. Now, obviously, we talked about the handball rule quite a lot. Game's gone?
Game's gone.
Do we even know what handball is anymore?
I think it's fair enough. With handball, in my opinion, it's fair enough for them to be a little bit dynamic with how it changes over a season, how it changes from season to season. Just because there is... it's a tough one with handball because it's impossible. There's never going to be a black and white. Mm.
What team do you support?
I mean, United fan.
United. Okay, so Gabriel last week.
Mm-hmm.
Handball?
But yeah, probably.
Yeah?
I think it probably was handball, but I just think it's hard to make a black and white.
Well, a decision has to be made, right?
Yeah.
By the ref. And we've all got an opinion on it. I think it was handball, definitely. Amarino, he's got a few on here, so I'm just going to read out one. can't even show a message under a shirt. It's a yellow. Think that's game's gone?
Well, I said the message under a shirt, but you can't take your shirt off.
That's what the yellow's for. Okay, so even if they take their shirt off and there's a less revealing shirt underneath it, you still get the yellow for taking the top shirt.
Some lingerie.
I was going to bring my "Why Always Me" t-shirt, actually. Yeah. Maybe some kind of political statement halfway through. But.
The problem is, I think, I understand the political messages, because then it's like, what's allowed, what's not.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what side of the fence people are on.
And there's a lot of eyes watching.
But I don't think taking off the shirt's an issue. Mm.
No.
Do what you want. Because they take them off at the end of the game. So it's not like, what's the issue?
I think the yellow card is probably fair enough. I don't think you should be able to get a second yellow for that though.
Mm.
But what's insane is the thickness of players that they know they're on the yellow card and they still do it.
Do it anyway.
It's like it's the emotion. It's been 20 years, guys. How are you not realised?
It's the emotion. Steve-O's chimed in. He said when Van Persie got a second yellow for kicking the ball away against Barcelona in the Champions League. Do you remember that one?
Well, that was more of a mistake. Yeah. I don't think that's a modern
game's
phenomenon.
Gone, he reckons.
I think that was just corruption at the time.
Yeah. And then this one spun me, to be fair. FPL Fellas tweeted a picture from inside the West Ham Stadium. They got popcorn stand in there. Game's gone?
No, I think however you can make money, if people want to spend the money on that, then put more money into the football club.
It's a popcorn stand, though, George.
Yeah, but popcorn costs, that's a pretty good margin. That's a smart move, I think, popcorn.
Yeah?
It's not bad.
Popcorn I don't mind as a snack. Now, I'll tell you what's worse.
Football game?
When I went to the Spurs stadium at half time, and wanted to just get a beer and quickly drink it before the end of half time and get back. There was a woman in front of me asking for the wine list. And it took like 10 minutes for her to decide what wine she wanted. Like, if you want wine, fine. Red, white, rosé.
Rosé.
That's it. There is no, can I see your wine list and take 10 minutes deciding.
Yeah, no, game's gone.
Last one before.
Popcorn's not bad.
No, popcorn's fine.
Popcorn's for the cinema, it's not for a football game. Come on, let's be sensible.
I'd say it's more for the football than the cinema.
Good football should be cinema, Ash. Should be. It's entertainment. I think it still needs to be entertainment. And popcorn and entertainment go hand in hand.
Well, FPL fella described watching West Ham as a horror show. So it probably works in that sense. Last one before I come to your guys' ones. FPL Friday says, don't know about games gone, but my fave games back is the artillery long throw-ins this season. I wanted to ask you guys about this because it's so odd that we've not had or seen a long throw since about Rory the Lap days.
Yeah.
And
then
now
every single team is doing long throw. So help me understand what's happened here. Have all the managers at the start of the season sat in the room and gone, do you know what, guys? Do you know what will make the Premier League better this season? We'll score more goals. Let's all do long throws. And they've gone, yes. Yes, let's do that. But how have we got here?
I'm wondering whether there are certain players who, you know, if you want to put, I'm not sure it's going to be someone else's decision. I think the player, if the player wants to stand there at the end of training and practice their long throws and get good at them, and they get good enough that they can whip it in like a couple of players can this season. I can't remember the guy who's the one for.
Semenya does it for Bournemouth, doesn't he?
Yeah. They've all got one.
It's not like a real bullet.
There's one guy who's got like a proper whip.
What team?
I can't remember.
For Brentford?
It might be Coyote, yeah. Coyote just put like a Delap one. He proper like flat trajectory. Yeah. If you can do it well enough, then I think it's fair enough.
But that's fair enough. But my question is, how have they all suddenly started doing it now?
Well, I think it probably ebbs and flows. So if teams aren't putting any resources or time into practicing how to defend against something, then there's going to be a gap in that team's armour. And so it probably ebbs and flows over time. If teams then decide to start training how to defend against long throws, then they'll become less common again.
So it's like a fashion thing.
I reckon it might be a bit of an Arsenal set piece thing.
There's got to be some sort of data analytics behind it.
Set pieces in the last two or three years, set pieces have come way and back into vogue. But I think it probably goes in a 10-15 year cycle. Yeah. These things.
Yeah.
4-4-2. It's the same formations. Mm. Things just kind of go back around.
No,
I don't mind it. Do you?
No, I like.
I think it's great. My question is though, how has it all happened to every single team in the same season at the same time?
People just blindly follow what ones. Another one's doing, I suppose.
Yeah. So that was the ones from X. What are your games gone, guys? George?
I think, mine are mostly around VAR. I don't mind VAR. Mm. And I think we knew that this was going to happen. But it's become clunky and started to make the game less enjoyable in different ways than we had thought it would, I think. I think we'd all thought, oh, it's going to make it too robotic. Everything's just like... that's a foul, that's not, that's offside, that's not, and it would take too much time for decisions to come around. But actually it's more like the loopholes that they've baked into the clear and obvious error thing, which seems like it's very clear to us rewatching the replay that is a foul, but they can't do anything about it because it's not a clear and obvious. There's something broken about that.
Oh, massively broken.
And I'm not sure how to fix it.
Yeah.
And also players still diving.
That should be VAR.
When you know that, yeah, and the rest can't go back and give them a yellow. But how are you still stupid enough to dive?
Who was it that was holding their face
when you know that the camera's going to shut?
Was it Paqueta?
I mean, nah. Dango had a moment where he went down crying.
I know the one you're talking about because it wasn't. Face
barely got touched.
Gone down with holding his face.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Maybe someone in the chat can help us out with that.
And that's probably the reason why they carry on doing it is because you can't get punished for it. If VAR steps in, you're not allowed to get booked.
But then you'll get yellow. People have been booked and sent off for like what's classed as a dive, like a Vardy type, where he's through on goal. The goal is just slightly clipped him, but they've said not enough to dive, and then he's been sent off.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you can. If they don't give the penalty, then they are allowed to go back and die. I thought from base.
No. As in sent off just from the ref, straight in, thinking it's a dive and sending him off.
Right.
Didn't Nketiah get booked as well?
He did. Yeah. Early this season, we did.
Oh, and then they can't reverse it.
Yeah.
We did a VAR courtroom on it. What's your games gone, Nick?
So much.
Just give me one. Gone. Mike says having a cheese room in a stadium. Games gone.
Yeah, the whole, I mean, songs in the stadiums when goals are scored. Like it's NBA.
What's wrong with songs? Oh, do you mean music?
Yeah.
Playing.
I don't mind chants. No, chants are fine. I'm saying like when a team scores and it's like...
Free from desire.
All of that. Like...
I don't mind that. It's not games gone.
For me, it's games
Ball's
gone.
Ball's out of play.
I like... there's it's mainly VAR. I'm with George. It's mainly it. It's everything they do has ruined the game. I can live with a lot of other stuff.
What do we think about the halftime interviews?
Hate them.
Pointless. Wade Wilson just said that halftime interviews, game's gone. Yeah, totally right. Agree. Totally
half and half scarves.
Yeah, ridiculous. Show, half and half scarves are fine.
Oh my God.
All right, let's move on because we are 40 minutes in. So I want to talk about what's wrong with Juice. And it's quite apt that we've got George in today because he's obviously a watcher of the show.
How long have we got?
about 10 minutes.
Game's gone.
About 10 minutes. But it was actually something that you posted to in our group chat, which was a clip from Gary.
Have a beer.
No, he wasn't slagging us off. I think he was going through a list of like the nominees for the FCAs.
Right.
And I don't know because I've only just seen the 2 minute clip, but I think he was just talking or touching on each of them potentially. And obviously he talked about us a little bit. Obviously he's been on the show. He likes the show. He says he spoke to Steve-O about us and how we're sort of criminally underwatched. And the views just don't stack up. And I think he used the word tragic. And I think he's right. It is kind of tragic because I think he said that he's been doing his pod for like 2 months, 3 months on YouTube. He gets like 1,500 views, 2,000 views. It gets way more views than what we do. And we've been doing this for 5 years. So
we have had spells where we have got.
Yeah, but it's usually only when we have like a big name on and they bring their audience. Like what, from your perspective, you watch the show, you obviously like the show. What's going wrong? Why do people not want to watch Juice? Put you right on the spot here.
Is that, are you pointing a gun at me there, James?
It's a musket.
I think I have an answer, but it's not what I think because I don't know why the views are lower than. But I think that stuff like Gary's or stuff where they're willing to just like stream non-stop 2 hour stream every match, watch alongs, just like think, just talk about team, talk about your FPL teams, captain picks, just talk non-stop about FPL. People are you know. People are playing FPL, they really want to win. And some people have got money involved. You know, people really want to win. So you just want to hear people will flock to things which just constantly talk about FPL. I think what Juice does, which is why I love it, is willing not to talk about FPL all the time. And talk about other stuff and just have fun, have a laugh and just, it's a proper podcast. So it's a proper kind of conversation. And I think the real increases in numbers come from people looking to get help on their FPL teams.
So do you think we're maybe not being pushed to the right audience then? Because if that's what people want to see,
I think
stats and teams and numbers and patterns and trends and analysis, and we don't do that.
I think you, Nightmare, Alf, there's a few people who are truly unique in the FPL content. You are still existing in the FPL content world, though.
Just about.
And so I think maybe there is. I don't know how the algorithms work or how like you push it to a different audience. But I think what Nightmare, I haven't really looked at. You know whether he is getting those same numbers, but I think what he's managed to do is really also still in his quirky way, but like be fully focused on FPL. And I think you just have to sell out your. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't change a thing if I were you. If that answers your question at all, I don't think I'd change a thing.
I think you replied to somebody on X the other day, didn't you, Nick? When someone mentioned about us. I think you said something like, it's just, you know, it's just, we do it for our own amusement rather than.
Who we are, mate.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I said, we're the Andrew Postecoglou of FPL content, great. It's just who we are, mate. You know what I mean, mate?
No, what happened was, I think they said.
Shut up, Cole.
Yeah,
I think if you were honest about your so-called top 10K finish, people respect you more.
It's a fair absolutely. Loss. It's absolutely. Fair loss. Great shout.
Justice for Ash's brother there. Justice for the real top 10K finish.
I'll show you. I'll show you right after the show.
No, I said, I think the problem is we're not thinking about trying to be, what, the ranch dressing?
Please.
Or the blue cheese?
Blue cheese. Can I have blue cheese, please?
Yeah, that's a prime example. Most people would be cutting to graphics about expected goals against weak defences and DEFCON. And we're talking about passing blue cheese across a desk.
Yeah. But that had a good expected assist on that.
It was perfect, wasn't it? The angle, the weight of the pass. No, I think that I replied. I think I know the message at all. And I just said, it's not. We don't do it. We do it for our own entertainment, our own amusement. I think I said. And to be honest, I'd rather be unsuccessful at what I enjoy than successful at something I'm not. I don't enjoy. Well, I would, to be honest with you, if I had to come here every Tuesday, you know, see James, that's for one, and then and then sit through 2 hours of talking purely about stats and FPL.
XA.
It's too much like work. I wouldn't enjoy it, and I wouldn't want to do it.
I think it's only tragic if you're, like you said, if you're not achieving something that you're setting out to achieve, and you're kind of, and you're being earnest, and you're really just like falling flat. You are what you do here has a very specific purpose, and it's charismatic, and you do it well, and you are who you are. And I think that's so it's not tragic. It's just kind of
I think it's the numbers.
It's not.
I think it's the correlation between someone who can start a podcast where, you know, they do it. And this is not aimed at Gary by any means. This is anyone that starts a podcast in the FPL world where they can just set up a mic and a camera from home, do a pod for however long, and go through the website and look and talk about FPL, which is what they, you know, that's up to them. And they're getting a lot of views from it, more so than we are when we're doing it from a studio. We try and put as much effort as we can into, you know, the format of the show, what we're going to deliver, the content, the graphics, putting it together with the stings. Like we want it to look and feel a certain way. And when that doesn't correlate in the views compared with these other, you know, YouTube channels and podcasts, it doesn't disappoint me. It's just kind of doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. The one thing which I find it hard to understand when you have you have pretty heavy hitters on here.
Anyone who's anyone in FPL has been on the
show. These guys are getting
Andy Let's Talk.
Yeah, these guys are getting mad views on their own videos, but then so you expect that just to even if it's just that one video, you'd expect that to just be like
exactly
massively inflated. And maybe it's also, I say this carefully because I'm sitting here talking my body
in our studio.
But also just like talking too much. But I think maybe kind of like a 45-minute structure or something like that, or just a tiny bit more bite size. I think would YouTube's algorithm somehow would like it more. I have no idea how to play those algorithms. So.
Just answer me this: how long do you think we've been talking for?
A couple of days now.
No, don't. Yeah, no, I'll be honest.
It's probably been.
It feels like 20 minutes.
An hour and 5 minutes.
It feels like 20 minutes, right? This is the problem we have, because once you get into a conversation and then everyone has their viewpoint, half hour's gone.
And I love it. If it was up to me, I wouldn't change a single.
What I will say is, I like our little corner of FPL. I like.
Well, I think everyone that community. So
Everyone that joins in, watches. I think and this is the thing as well. Like. On a Venn diagram, I've said this to you before. On a Venn diagram of people that...
Explain to him what that is.
I know what a Venn diagram is. Who's he play for?
He was...
Van der Ven Diagram.
Van der Ven Diagram.
Yeah,
It's essentially the crossover of people that really love FPL to the point where they want to watch content about it, mixed with the people who are just a bit silly and like to have a laugh and not be too like data
driven.
Don't take
it too seriously. Yeah,
it's quite a thin slice of crossover. So I think ultimately that's a bit of a thing, but because like you could easily, well, not easily, but overnight, if you wanted to just do, let's go through every team talking about the best three options, present, you know, each week, previews of the game, what do we think the score's gonna be? You could just follow the cookie cutter template of,
which goes to the right.
But I know you'd be bored. Be absolutely bored.
Yeah.
And what's it matter? What's the point in doing it if you're not, enjoying it?
Yeah. Christian Ashley says make a weekly wildcard vid and you'll glow up. But I couldn't think of anything worse than doing a wildcard every week and telling everybody why it's good.
Your team does need a wild card.
Yeah. You're getting way too confident here, my friend.
Milos says this is criminally underrated show. I agree, mate. Criminally, not tragically as well.
Both. Virus Man, do match day watch alongs. We are going to... The problem is it's just life as well, right? Some of these guys that do shows and commit a lot of time...
It's true.
They're single...
Oh, what?
No. A lot of them are single, haven't got kids, where they have to have other things to do. You know, some of them famously don't leave their bedrooms. It's fine, do we? But it is our, when you're juggling everything else, to give up a Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon.
I was doing it for Streamception.
Exactly.
But I couldn't do it every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did try to give it. I did try.
No, I know
I gave
you did.
It, yeah. I gave it so much of my time, but...
Did you enjoy doing that?
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were missing out on some of the game? Or would you go straight to the pub and watch the games after?
No, I'd go back home and spend time with my kids, my family. Okay. Because that's what I was giving up, ultimately. That's what we both do. We sacrifice time with our family in the evening and, our loved ones.
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's why we do it. But, if we're, like Nick said, if we're not enjoying it, it's not worth the sacrifice.
I was expecting some kind of sound effect after that.
You expect the violin.
That's what she said.
No, the violin. It's not the content, it's entertaining and appeals to a different audience, as Steve Sedman. Thank you, mate.
Yeah.
I think other content creators don't shout you out enough, says George Bailey. I only heard about it because Az recommended the episode with Plonker on Black Box.
Perfect.
Maybe it's because, we're that different.
We appreciate you guys doing what you do. It's a fun, safe space, and it's truly unique. It's really hard to be unique on YouTube and just in this world. So
Niall says the amount of events you guys do in streams, you should have more viewers. Thank you, mate. Zykel says love me some juice, but so many channels. There are a lot of channels.
That's true, actually, though, Kieran. Watch alongs. I think if you a watch along every now and then would be quite fun with you.
I think we're going to do. We want to do a match of the day challenge, but I don't know if James is going to give us the keys to the studio for that.
Come and do it. Can do it at my house. I've said to you, I'm happy to do it at mine.
What, you can invite me over for a change?
We should do match.
What, I'll invite over.
Yeah, you can come.
Fucking hell. Never, why are you saying it like that?
Well, I just want to pat you down before you come in. But
I thought you had the metal detectors installed. In the front door?
No. There's no point having them. When you 3D printers, you can, polyurethane guns. I don't know what you've got. But no, I would happily, I'd happily. Do you know what we should do? I would be up for.
Yeah.
Juice poker night.
What? In the flesh? Real poker?
Yes.
Not online?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Juice poker
real
night.
Real flesh poker,
Real strip poker, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, now we're talking.
Poker.
Yeah.
That finishes, so we do that like Saturday,
late
afternoon, evening,
and
then we finish and we go straight into match of the day for like whatever time that comes on.
How many people do you think is coming around for poker around your house?
What do you mean?
Well, you're saying about poker, where are we going to do it? At your house?
I'm not saying like all of you, I'm saying like...
we go out and do poker?
No, I'm saying we could have like me, you, James, like a few of the friends of the show. James, would you not come play poker?
Yeah.
Would he?
There you go.
Are you mental?
There we go.
Yeah, all right. Sounds like a plan. Let's talk about afterwards. All right.
Why are we talking about afters? But normally we love to do some admin chat during the show. Kill 20
minutes. We've got admin chat to do with George because we owe him a prize.
Yes.
All right. It's time for a bit of this.
Quick change.
Order, seamless.
You should be on. Order. You know those quick change acts you get on like talent shows.
Or Break or Talent,
where they quickly like go from one outfit to another.
Yeah, yeah.
You should do that. You're so quick.
I didn't even get through the.
I loved I loved you in Mrs. Doubtfire, mate.
Did you? Thank you, man. I got another fan. Order. Welcome to the VAR courtroom. This is where we look at some of the most contentious and controversial refereeing decisions from the weekend. I've got two cases for you boys today. George has had a little look at the briefs, and he thinks they're pretty cut and dry this week. So I'd be interested to find out what the jury dem, Nick and George, say. And of course, you guys at home, do get involved with the custom emojis. If you feel that the final decision was the wrong one, then please use the guilty emoji. If you think it was the correct decision on the day, use the not guilty emoji. Is that clear?
I might get my emojis out.
Oh, dear. All right, first one on the docket. We've got this one. This was in the Aston Villa against Burnley match. This is Zion Fleming of Burnley. He takes the ball and uses his arm to protect it as Buendia is coming to tackle him. There's a little bit of an outstretched arm, allegedly. An elbow allegedly catches Buendia in the face. He goes down. He is down for quite a considerable amount of time. I think it's like 5 minutes or so. They had to run concussion protocols on him and all sorts. It's almost like a left jab from Mike Tyson or something. The ref on the day said no foul. Not even, I don't even think it was a card on the day. VAR had a look at it for, you know, violent conduct and said there was no grounds to overturn it or award a red card. So, George, talk to me. Do you think that the final decision of no further action, NFA, was the correct one?
I'm going to have to remember how this... So guilty means the ref has got it wrong.
Correct.
So we're talking about the ref being guilty or not.
Correct,
guilty.
Not the player.
I was just refreshing myself.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely was an elbow. Did you manage to see it?
Just seen it.
There definitely was an elbow there. There was also an elbow earlier in the game, I think. I think Watkins... elbows somebody, didn't it? Or it was some kind of forearm and it didn't get called either, but it's
does that have any relevance to this case, George?
Well, I think it does because of what the ref decided to do.
Fair.
You know, how he's decided to even up the game a little bit.
Objection. Overrule. Sustained.
But he hasn't looked at him at all. I think maybe I'm a little biased because I don't like Buendia at all. I think he's a little kind of rodenty.
Rodenty.
He's Argentinian. You can say it.
He's not my favourite. Sorry, that's what I meant.
There'll be no racism in this courtroom.
What's happened? We can't.
Nicholas.
What sort of court is this where we can't judge people by their race and nationality? The fact that he looks
like a rodent or has rodential tendencies should have no bearing on this case, George.
He gives rodent energy. It's less that he looks like a rodent. He just gives rodent
energy.
But I think it's a tough challenge. But if he was taller, he wouldn't have gone into his elbow.
So you're blaming Buendia for being short.
Yeah,
you're shortest, basically. We can't have that in the courtroom either.
For me, it wasn't a foul. It was a strong challenge. He wasn't looking at him at all. He didn't once look at him at the player there.
All right. So you're saying not guilty then? Correct call on the day.
Yeah, not guilty.
Correct call on the day. Not guilty. All right.
I put my
Nicholas. Wagwan.
George saying not guilty. I can see Colm. Paul. Wade Wilson.
Yeah.
Freshly Nile there.
Yeah.
All not guilty.
Mm.
I've got to say.
Mm.
I think it's guilty.
Ooh,
I think he's anticipating the impact,
yeah,
and he knows exactly what he's doing. I think it's an elbow.
Yeah.
When does it become a foul, do you think?
Well, I think if you raise your hands above your own like shoulder height. And I think it's just intent as well. Like he knows what he's doing. If you can hold someone off, you don't need make that motion. I think he's lucky. As much as, because it's Buendia, I do love it that he got hurt.
What's everyone got against Buendia?
He's an awful little guy. So look, everyone, I mean, the only person that's agreed with me is Kieran, which makes me question my decision. But I think it should have been a red for
Interesting.
Me.
Interesting.
You see a lot softer reds than that.
All right, is this what you call a hung jury? Is that what they call it?
A hung parliament.
No, a hung jury.
You really think you think there have been reds for that?
Yeah. I think that's a real... I've seen people like get a slight push in the upper chest and be sent off.
I think it's all about... So it's a question of like... So if someone... It's a question of what happened, the outcome versus like the intent. So if that had happened and it didn't hurt the player at all, if it was just a it was an absolute tank and it didn't hurt him at all.
We've
seen some more evidence here.
Shoving him away.
He's not looking at him.
Can he change your mind?
Game.
Can he change your mind or not?
No, I'm not guilty on this one, but okay. I know it's definitely strong.
It's a real like the arm. Yeah. It doesn't just move back. It come and it kind of like.
Mm. There's also the
MMA style.
There's also the conversation of things looking worse in slow motion and how that's kind of changed. Game's gone.
All right, I've heard enough. Game. Thank you, everyone, for your comments on this one. Look, I don't agree with Nick often, but tonight.
What do you think?
I agree with Nick.
Yeah,
I agree with Nick, and I agree with Kieran. This is assault. This is an assault. You can't go around elbowing people in the face, bro. This is called football.
It's not Luton.
I get that you're. It's not Luton, right? In Luton, I'd expect this. In the shopping centre, in the local Laura Ashley, wherever, I would expect this in Luton, but not on a football
Someone
pitch.
Pushes this in front of not, you.
This does not belong on a football pitch.
At the Weatherspoons.
Fleming knows that the contact is coming and he raises his arm very high. He could, like you said, Nick, you could just put your arm out. Like most people do, like most footballers know how to play football do. Instead, he's gone with an elbow, he's thrown it back, he's caught him on the chin. He basically knocked him out. He had to do concussion protocol. It's out of order. This is bang out of order. Should have been a red. Guilty. Ref's got it wrong.
Order.
Next case.
It is assault. It is Wade Wilson is right.
Assault. Yes, not a pepper.
It's a Himalayan it's pink salt.
Salt. Right, second case for you guys today. This is from St. James's Park. This is the Newcastle v Nottingham Forest match. And in the build-up to Newcastle's opening goal from Bruno Guimarães, he allegedly has won the ball. If you're a Forest fan, you'll say he's fouled Morgan Gibbs-White in a bit of a 50-50 tackle. So he's come back. He's come together, let's say, with Morgan Gibbs-White.
That looks
Morgan
romantic.
Gibbs-White. Looks like an angry cuddle in this still we've got.
That's the Christenberg lady in red.
Gibbs-White ends up on the floor. Dan Byrne gets the ball, drives forward, gives it to Bruno, and the rest is history. They score a goal. But you've both seen this. Do you think that the ref got this right by saying that this was no foul? So the ref on the day said no foul. Is that the correct decision? So not guilty? Or is it the incorrect decision, guilty? Nick.
Go ahead, Nick.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, like...
Talk to me. And right, in the chat,
I'll
guys,
be honest. If it
emojis,
got,
please.
If it got given as a foul, fine. It gets given as not a foul. I can understand that. So I think on the basis I'm leaning towards it's not a clear and obvious error, then I would let the goal stand.
Right. So you're happy with the decision, not guilty?
Like,
we're good.
I think it's... You know, to coin a phrase, it's one of those, isn't it? It's one of those. as I say, you know, you can see a case for it either way. I don't think it's a real. He's not flown into him. That again, the slow motion, the still frame makes it look even.
Yeah,
worse.
This is such a problem. These still frame and watch it because this is not how the thing
how it played out.
And I'm interested to hear your. I don't see any way. That this can be a foul. I just don't see
really?
Any explanation for that.
Well, he does move the ball away from him and then he clatters into
him. He's come squarely onto him. There's no raised foot. He's played the ball with the side of his foot. They're moving towards each other. The one thing he's done, which is a little cheeky, but is within the rules, is he's given him a little push after and he's kind of just like, he said, nah, get off, like I've done you, and he's just like giving him a little push.
Done.
But
you.
The tackle itself is I don't see any way that's a foul. He's just literally he's just tackled the player.
This is what this reminds me, you know those kind of like obstruction type ones where a player's flying down the wing and he manages just to get a toe to it, boots it miles, and then hits the standing player and they always get given. So I can see why. Like, that to me is the equivalent of the same sort of...
But he's
moved the ball.
He's not really in control of the ball.
But that's what I mean. The ones where, like, a player's going... Or even, like, one-on-one, toe punts the ball into the stand and makes sure the keeper... Just to make sure he gets to the ball first. It's gone. The ball's out of play, basically. By the time the keeper then wipes his legs out, you still get the penalty.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's my...
Yeah.
Slight argument towards it, but I don't think I couldn't say they're guilty of making a terrible decision. I think
all right.
You're
firm with not guilty, George. Clearly not guilty.
I'd like to use AI to finish off this dance that they've started though. See, like,
they're practicing for Strictly Come Dancing.
Van Dijk's going to come twerking out of the corner.
Colm says not guilty. Niall says not guilty. Listen, there's only one right answer here, guys.
Oh, no.
In this courtroom. We know what the right answer is. He's clearly won the ball.
Yeah.
He clearly won the ball.
Sorry, did you say he's won the
ball?
He's
won the ball. It's a tackle. He's won the ball. His momentum's carried him through a little bit. Right, he might have left a little bit on him, but so what? It's football. It's contact sport. Morgan Gibbs-White's got to be a bit stronger there. Instead, he's tried to, I think, buy the foul off the ref by tumbling over. You can see, like, at this point here, like, he's just trying to hug him. What's going on? MGW, you got to stop hugging guys, man. This is football, all right? It's not MMA. We're not wrestling. Ref's got it right. No, what is MMA? Is it to do with baking? What?
There's no hugging.
There is no hugging. What do they do on the floor then when they're trying to choke each other out?
That's not MMA.
What's that then?
It's grappling.
Yeah, it's UFC. Anyway, not guilty. Ref's got it right.
Gibbs-White should have just played that ball. Mm. It's come straight into him. What he needs to do is pop it off to the right.
I think
he's asking for trouble.
I think it's Bruno's reputation which has made this a conversation. If that was an honest player playing that tackle, we wouldn't even.
He's a horrible.
Bruno's got a little spice about him.
Yeah. Yes, that's it for the VAR courtroom. Thank you guys.
Argentinians, Brazilians, they're all getting it today.
And thank you to the guys in the chat to help me with my decisions. All right, time for
shut your damn mouth.
I drank a beer.
Yeah. I drank another beer. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hadouken!
Allow the countdown. Right, this is FPL Teams in under 60 seconds. This is the story of game week 7. We'll start with me, I think, because mine's up there. And 60 seconds starts now. I got 68 points this week. I did 2 transfers. I really fancied the Newcastle fixture at home to Nottingham Forest, and the upcoming fixtures look quite good too. So I brought in Gordon for Gakpo. Didn't go well. Gakpo scored. Gordon didn't. And I bought in Voltamada for João Pedro. Great pick. Fun pick. Love it. Wish I'd have done it sooner.
I was bigging him up to you a couple of weeks ago, wasn't
mate,
I?
I was on him for weeks. Let's no, not you pretend weren't. Like you you're the, me into it, bruv.
You
up.
Are.
This is my 60 seconds. You have your
oh,
time.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. got a nice clean sheet from Raya. O'Reilly was my pick last week. He's come good with a nice little clean sheet there. Almost had an assist as well from Reinders. And Burmo finally got me a return in the home fixture to Sunderland. Grealish smashed it again. Semenyo's killing it at the moment. Captain fell on Jokeres. I went for instead of Haaland. And obviously Haaland delivers as per Virgil blank, Romero blank, and everyone on the bench blanked.
O'Reilly's going to get injured. He's been called up to England now.
Yeah, I know. It's written, isn't it? It's absolutely written.
You've been unlucky with O'Reilly this week, actually. I think
I was unlucky with O'Reilly last week. These buttons are messed up.
You got all from O'Reilly last week, I think.
All right, Nick.
Yes, seconds. 98. It was. I did have a minus 8, though. So really, it's 90, I guess, because I took a few hits. But the hits worked out. Pope, he's been one of the best. I've not done a lot right this season, but bringing him in a few weeks ago, and he's kept me a clean sheet every week since. So absolutely loving owning Nick Pope at the minute. Senesi, you know, is one of those. I wanted a Senesi, you know. I did want a Senesi.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've got him now. But he's been doing well up to his points. Can't complain. Timber, what a guy. Absolutely loves guy. I might captain him this week, you know. Munoz, it's been about that time. I've stuck with him. He's had a couple of rough games. He started well, but then dipped a little bit, but kept the faith. He did reward me at last. Combining with my guy, Saar, who was part of my minus 8 as well. So straight away, repaying me. Triple captain Saka, which should have been more exciting than it was, but never mind. Grealish coming up trumps Semenyo, as you say, and Haaland, who was obviously part of the minus 8. So I recouped my minus 8.
What a week you've had there, mate.
Smash it, mate.
Thank you.
Really good week. Timber's been so good this season. Yeah.
Love him.
Timber's
and I said to you, fantastic. He's going to be the one. I said to you at the start, he's going to be the one to own this season. White is not getting a look in.
Is this you, George?
No, that is my team, but that no.
Is that your? No, that was Nick's team from last week.
Yes,
we have similar teams at the moment. Nick,
these
actually.
Buttons are messed up, boy. Where's George's team?
Oh, Ariana.
Ariana.
It's not sliding over the top.
Get Ariana in. So
pause.
We can Ariana in so we can chastise a live on
I'm
air.
I'm getting the full.
Is that your team, George?
Experience.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey!
All right, George. 60 seconds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I brought in Pope, Timber, and Saka. For Salah, Anderson, and Vicario. So I was kind of done with. I was determined to prove this. I'm so sick of hearing people talk about DEFCONs and how you're supposed to just get the centre backs that, you know. And so I was so glad. At one point, Munoz was on for a 17-pointer. He lost about 9 points in the last 20 minutes. But I was happy to see all the fullbacks get something. Timber, I think, is way better pick than Gabriel. So I also just don't really like Gabriel's face. Pope, I think, looks a good shout, Nick. I think Newcastle defence is worth covering. Semenyo, if you haven't got Semenyo, just get him in.
What are you doing?
Got to be done. And Saka, I think, was unlucky. I think he's got a minute's short time, isn't it?
Isn't it? Odd.
Are you keeping Reinders?
I don't know. Yeah, Reinders is on the clock. I don't really like it. It's one of those ones where I feel like I brought him in as a semi-safe, trying to cover what other people had. Man City are one of those teams that could just score 4 or 5, and if he just gets a brace, it wouldn't be that surprising. But
it was the honey trap, weren't he? It was a cheap enough purchase.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right. I'd rather have Sarr. Yeah. I'd rather have someone a bit more fun. So he's on the chopping block, Reinders.
I made a transfer on Sunday.
Did you? Really?
Yeah. To get a price?
It's the international break.
Yeah. Jao Pedro out, Volta Madre.
Yeah, oh, you're copying me.
Was Volta Madre going up?
Yeah, I think so.
Literally copying my moves, bro. What's going on? Like,
no. Well, I wanted him anyway. I told you I wanted him.
Well, you didn't bring him in, though, did you? I brought him in.
I didn't want him before he played Arsenal.
What about when he played Nottingham Forest this week?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to bench him. My top quality players.
I think he's one of those players. Doesn't really matter who he's playing. He looks confident. He looks swaggy.
Do you know why I brought him in this week? Because I've got Grealish, who can't play against City, so I wanted a third striker. And I didn't want to subset out any of my, you know.
I think he's like top five transfers in this week. Grealish. People are transferring him in, even though they don't know.
I don't know. But it says it's casuals flagged red on the site. Like, I don't know how you do that.
Casuals. All right. I'm going to finish up with a bit of this, guys. All right. This is Juice Legends League, sponsored by Signed Football Shirts. Head over to their website. I'm working on a promo code, by the way. So if you are going to buy anything from them, message me first on Instagram. Do give them a follow on TikTok, Instagram. And of course X, they sponsor this amazing prize league, which you can join still, guys. We've had a few people message one on X today saying, can I still join the league? Yes, if you're a legend tier or above on our YouTube members, that's the $2.99 tier or above, then you can join the league and you'll be in for a shot of winning one of these amazing signed framed football shirts of your choice every single month of the season. George has won two now, and he will, as he said at the start of the show, reclaim that they are an amazing prize, aren't they, George?
Best prize.
I'm sure James has spelt framing wrong on the sting there.
But most likely.
On the intro.
Here is the current top 10 for October. So we only had one game week. So George, there you are. Joint 10th, joint 9th, with Andy Mack. Calvin is in 8. Roberto in 7. David in 6. Al in 5. What does that say? Ndidi Kong Racing. What a great name.
Nice.
Who's that?
What? No graphics.
How long have you had that
Nile
name?
Nile in 2nd. And Declan is in top. He's our sponsor is top.
Fiorentina Turner.
Yeah.
Years. Ash always moans that I don't come up with a new one.
So well. You need a new name.
You change your name every season. Yeah, of course.
You got it. It's part of the fun. This is how vanilla Nick is.
Because you're crap.
Because you're not a member, probably, James. Oh,
yeah. How much did you get this month, James?
Nowhere near.
80.
Pretty good.
Oh, nice. Here's the overall rankings at the moment. So we've got Stephen in 10, Patrick in 9, Kevin in 8, Ndidi Kong Racing in 7, Sonali in 6, Hector in 5, Fella in 4, George is there again, 3rd in the overall standings. You're flying again, mate. Matt Reed in 2nd, and John O'Shea
Are you gonna?
He's number one.
Are you gonna go? Are you gonna go all in this month to try and?
Would it, do you know what? Some of it makes me think. Oh, maybe I should like.
Have you got? Have you used any chips left? Yeah.
Triple captain.
So that's the only one just this week. Yeah, you should just go all in. Just try and get it.
Maybe you're right because of the extra.
I don't think you should.
Well, I can't use my bench boost this week because of Grealish. But yeah, maybe I should look at this.
Don't use one this week, but the week after.
Because you got to use them by Christmas, right?
Yeah, but also just getting your nose in front early, then people are scrambling to get your team. You know, if you can just get poking.
It's the guy who knows how to win a signed shirt.
I know.
Or two.
It's nice to have someone in the studio knows what they're
doing. I ain't got one. Are you mad? You're the only one here that hasn't won one. I'm lucky.
What would you get? Do you know what you'd get?
Got to be my guns, isn't it? Got to be my gunners.
Well,
my
what,
team.
Would it be a Saka?
Saka, yeah, got to go Saka. I'll give it to Luka though. I'm not going to wear.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless he's got a Blackburn Jason Wilcox number 11, 94, 95.
I did see a Blackburn Jason Wilcox.
All right, that's all we've got time for this evening. George, thank you so much for coming in. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Thanks for having me. It's been
tragic.
It's been a once in a lifetime. no, I mean it's such a treat. I no one at home gets to see what's going on here. It's such a cool setup. Thank you for letting me in.
Pleasure. My way on. Pleasure, mate. Whenever you're back over here, which probably won't be often, just drop me a message and we'll sort it out again.
We'll do, mate.
We've got some sick members content, haven't we? To do.
Yeah, so. We do.
It's not the end
for the 99p members. Or above, we're going to be doing a little additional bit of content for you. We're going to be doing just one question. In that question, we ask: should couples in a serious relationship have no issue looking through their partner's phones?
What? Oh no!
Should make for an interesting discussion. So, if you are a member, 99p, or whichever tier you are, hopefully you enjoy that. Hopefully you've enjoyed this evening as well. Don't forget, before you go, like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. What should they leave in the comments this week, boys? Thanks for that.
To be clear, it's been uploaded as a after the videos, like not a live comment. We don't want a live comment. We want the actual.
No, yeah, we want the comments once the video's been uploaded.
Thoughts on why Juice hasn't gone as viral as FPL Gary?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Tips on how we can get have a beer's viewing numbers.
Absolutely, I love it. Let's do that. Thank you very much, guys. Once again, we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye. Foolish.